This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Israel's foreign minister is blaming Iran for an attack on a tanker that left two of its crew members, a Briton and a Romanian, dead. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid said in a statement Friday that Iranian terrorism was responsible for the attack Thursday. There was no immediate reaction by Iran to the Israeli accusation. The Mercer Street, a medium-sized tanker, was headed for a bunkering port and oil terminal in the United Arab Emirates from Dar es Salaam in Tanzania, according to Refinitiv Ship Tracking. London-based Zodiac said on its website the attack on the Liberian-flagged Japanese-owned ship was suspected piracy, adding that it was still under investigation. Zodiac said the ship was sailing under the control of its crew and on power to a safe location with a U.S. naval escort. The World Health Organization said Friday that the world is at risk of losing hard-won gains in fighting COVID-19 as the highly transmissible Delta variant spreads. However, the organization claims its approved vaccines remain effective. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said COVID-19 infections have increased by 80% over the past 4 weeks in most regions of the world.
Almost 4 million cases were reported to WHO last week. And on current trends, we expect the total number of cases to pass 200 million within the next 2 weeks.
Deaths in Africa, where only 1.5% of the population is vaccinated, rose by 80% over the same period. The Delta variant has been detected in 132 countries, becoming the dominant global strain, according to the WHO. This is VOA News. Scientists who studied a big COVID-19 outbreak in Massachusetts have uncovered a dispiriting setback in the United States' fight against the virus. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
About three-quarters of the more than 900 cases on Cape Cod were in fully vaccinated people, and they carried about the same amount of virus as the unvaccinated. That could upend thinking about how the virus spreads, since vaccinated people who previously got infected were thought to have low levels of virus, which they were unlikely to pass on. The research was key in the CDC recommending vaccinated Americans resume wearing masks indoors in places where the Delta variant's fueling surges. The authors say that should be expanded to the entire country. At the White House, spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says that'll be up to the CDC. And the takeaway for now,
we need more people to get vaccinated. That's the answer.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations says its compound in Herat, Afghanistan, was attacked Friday with rocket-propelled grenades and gunfire, killing an Afghan police guard and wounding other officers. Deborah Lyons, the head of the UN assistance mission in Afghanistan, called the attack deplorable. A UN statement from the Secretary General reiterated that such attacks against its personnel and facilities are prohibited under international law and may amount to war crimes. The United States also condemned the attack. The Taliban said in a statement that UN personnel could have been caught in a crossfire between its fighters and government forces, but the UNAMA compound in Herat was not under any threat. Intense fighting around the city has been ongoing since late Wednesday. Amazon Incorporated has been hit with a record $886.6 million European Union fine for processing personal data in violation of the bloc's GDPR rules as privacy regulators take a more aggressive position on enforcement. The Luxembourg National Commission for Data Protection imposed the fine on Amazon in a July 16th decision, the company disclosed in a regulatory filing on Friday. Amazon said it would appeal the fine, according to a company spokesperson. The e-commerce giant said in the filing it believed that the CNPD's decision was without merit. EU's General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, requires companies to seek people's consent before using their personal data or face steep fines. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.